Hi, I'm Kara Reifert, and you're listening to some of the greatest air talent ever recorded on Air Checks Live, North America's home for classic radio.
Kix 106, Tracy Byrd, Nandy Griggs, and I think some other people there, too. It's 516. Good morning to you.
No, there's no other people there.
It's just Andy Griggs and Tracy Byrd?
There's probably a guitar player in there somewhere. My name's Brian Elder, along with Jay Young. Captain Pat's here. Steve West is here as well. And so we know that I'm not in compliance with something. You're not going to reveal it now.
But not yet.
You're watching Channel 3, and it reminds you, because Channel 3 is apparently cracking down on people who are, like me, not in compliance with this.
Yes, they are.
Let me ask you a couple of questions to find out what it is. Now, you say it has nothing to do with my car.
Nope.
And you are in compliance.
Yeah, because, yeah, I am.
You almost said something there.
That would have tipped my hat.
I know. Well, is it because you can't be in uncompliance? Is it because I own a house here already and you don't yet?
Yeah, it's something that you own.
Something to do with a house. And I know I'm not in compliance. Mm-hmm. And is the penalty severe?
It will be. I think that they're going to issue some fines.
Really?
And will anybody driving by know that I'm not in compliance?
No, it'll have to be me or your neighbors.
Somebody that knows you.
Turning me in.
That's or right. Channel 3. Uh-huh. Or somebody flying above you.
Yeah. Will there be a reward for turning me in?
I'm waiting to find out.
Find out if anyone is listening at Channel 3.
Come on.
Be at your house tomorrow.
If there's a reward, I'll wait, and then, you know, anonymously I'll tip it off.
You'll turn me in.
Yeah, I'll turn you in.
And I know I'm not in compliance.
Yes.
And I am just flagrantly not getting in compliance with this.
Yeah. And putting you and your mom and your son at risk and all your neighbors.
It's got to be something with cleaning up. Has to be.
Could have something to do with a filthy pool.
It sure could.
All right. Okay. All right.
Maybe.
I knew I'd figure it out.
Mosquitoes. That's what it is.
The West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes. That's it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I have a pool that my tenants, who lived there before me, turned into a garbage collection site. Uh-huh. And there's a rusty bicycle down in that thing.
Oh,
and
it's filled with
8 feet of sludge in there right now.
Oh, man.
And the Channel 3 last night, yesterday, flying over neighborhoods, looking down in people's backyards, and they go, okay, there's one that's in, you know. And
right.
Hotels, and they were showing these pools on top of buildings that were in just shit.
Well, hold on, wait a minute. This is interesting. Please see with me the irony here.
Mm-hmm.
My tenants ruined it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, although it wasn't this tenant, guess who at one time was a tenant in that house? Todd Demers.
Todd.
But he had nothing to do with it.
He kept the pool up pretty good.
Well, you know.
But still, that I live in a house that was once rented to a celebrity at Channel 3.
You know, this is what they did is something I did 20 years ago. I used to fly every day, twice a day.
And you were the
19,
pool inspector?
He was looking in people's pools.
And I did that. I checked. And that's what turned me against owning a swimming pool, honestly.
Because you saw how hard they were.
People, when they're in their 30s, they got kids. Oh, we got to have a pool for the kids. And you'd be surprised how many pools 20 years ago now I saw with trees in them.
Well, now those same pools are just infested with West Nile virus
sludge
mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's terrible.
I wonder how many people have turned their pools into an aquarium with fish.
Fill them full of cement.
Kix 106, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Back on the job again, By the way, it's Captain, too.
Well, let me tell you something. I remember the old days, and Colonel, you were a... flying in the 70s, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yes, I remember, because there was a time there when my beautiful wife couldn't go out and sunbathe.
Uh-huh.
Because there was a certain period of time where we would get, you used to call it buzzing. We would get buzzed every single day, and I said, oh, no, it's the colonel again.
I think it was a lieutenant.
Yeah, it was a lieutenant.
You would come swooping down.
Yeah.
And you are every single day, because, you know, both my wife and myself, and by the way, I hope you quit laughing now, she's passed on.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, me too.
But we used to go out every single day, and we'd get in the nudie duties, and we'd frolic.
Oh, man.
And we'd get in the backyard, and in the background, we'd hear this.
Here comes Captain in the helicopter.
Oh, great. It's Colonel time, she'd say to me. And she'd get out there, and she'd do a seductive pose for you, Colonel. And she'd look up there, and she'd grab that oil that she lubed herself up with every single day, and she would just, she'd take a half hour. And sure enough, guess who's hovering over 419 Lawton Avenue in East Memphis?
Lieutenant.
Guess who it was?
Was it?
It was the flipping Colonel.
No, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you.
Well, he's not doing that anymore.
No, I quit,
sir.
Flying. That's what got me out of it.
A new car cost about $1,900.
The truck stops here.
Today's best country, Kix 106.
We're going to have increased humidity today, and thunderstorms are possible. Highs near 90, and it's 71 at Kix 106.
There's a new Alan Jackson song with Jimmy Buffett.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow.
Kix 106 News.
71 degrees at 5:28. Forecast from the Weather Channel brought to you by Labonnerie Surgery Center, where they make same-day surgery as easy as possible for you kids. At Poplar and Estate, it's what's best for your child.
Kix 106 Traffic Rock.
And the traffic brought to you by Jim Karras Nissan. With $5,000 up the price of every new 03 Maxima and Pathfinder all this month, Mayor Karras is dealing. Nissan's you like on Covington Pike. That's Jim Karras Nissan. Here's Captain Pat.
All right, thank you, Steve. A good Tuesday morning it is as we scan across the big city. It looks good right now. No accidents to report. Also, interstate flowing fluidly. As we speak, and I'm Captain Pat on the traffic on Kix 106.
And your news brought to you by your Memphis area GMC dealers. Jump by any of them for a 24-hour test drive of any new 2003 GMC, including the Sierra, Yukon, Envoy, or Envoy XL. I'm Steve West, Kix 106 News. It could mean some new trouble for the Mideast peace plan. Hamas is threatening revenge after an Israeli missile strike today in Gaza City that injured a leader of the militant group. Doctors say two bystanders were killed. More than two dozen people were hurt. More warnings that Al-Qaeda is planning some major attacks. The government says in a report that there's a high probability that the terror network will try an attack with mass destruction within the next 2 years. Tennessee has reported its first case of West Nile of the year. Health officials say a dead crow turned over to them on May 27th tested positive for the disease. Last year, 56 people across the state reported coming down with a potentially fatal illness. Work on the new FedEx Forum resumed yesterday after an accident last week which killed a worker and left another critically injured. Jose Ruben Juanita remains in critical condition at the Memphis Regional Medical Center. Some people call it pot, others weed, but to the Reverend Lee Phillips, marijuana is the holy herb. Police in Auburn, Washington raided Phillips' home and confiscated 200 marijuana plants. Phillips is registered in Hawaii as a minister in the Religion of Jesus Church. He claims his church considers pot a spiritual aid. Yeah, right. Kix 106 News Time 5:30. The Weather Channel forecast is next.
You're not here to editorialize, Steve.
That's right.
All right, you're the newsman.
Okay.
What's wrong, Mr. Nelson?
It's the girls. They have a problem with sharing.
Restrictions
apply. Taxes and surcharges excluded. Offers not available everywhere. See SprintPCS.com or Sprint stores for details.
Today's best country.
The Weather Channel forecast calls for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Looking for a high up close to 90. 71 at 531. I'm Steve West, Kix 106 News. Now, if your radio sounds funny, it's Young and Elder in the Morning on Kix 106.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. She was a big star. couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at the Nana Jones bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Let's hear the whole thing.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, let's get the whole thing. If you get the whole thing, I'll give it to you right now.
It's 1-FMVA-11-2-2-2-8-5-0-6-1-4.
Yes, that's exactly right. You win an F-150 truck.
And she
no, it's not. Yeah, we're going to do it at 7:10 this morning.
Surprise in your voice, huh? What? Nice guess. So, yes, at 7:10 this morning, we're going to take a shot at it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
She knows you don't get where you go unless you got something bigger. So she sings tonight to 20,000 plus, and the young girls scream out loud. Big star, and she eats caviar just before she performs every night. She says if you work hard to get where you are, feels good in the hot spotlight. She's a big star. She's a big star.
And Pat Traffic on Kiss 106.
And we look good right now in traffic. No accidents to report. Also, interstate in good shape. The ramp coming off Perkins to go westbound 240 will be closed today. And I'm Captain Perry Adam with traffic on Kicks 106.
We could technically, if you wanted to, play some games and give prizes away this morning because I think we're overloaded. I think we're a little top-heavy prize-wise.
Yeah, we have a pair of tickets to the O'Reilly 200 truck race at Memphis Motor Sports Park June 21st. If that's something you'd be interested in, I think we ought to play a little NASCAR trivia here this morning.
Oh, you want to get that out of the way right here in the middle of the night?
You want it?
You can if you like.
Or how do you want to get rid of these? How do you want to give these away?
I was not criticizing your idea. I want you to make sure that you've looked at all angles before.
Let's do it. NASCAR trivia.
I am. Here's a guy who's going to report me for a stinky pool. All right. Play some NASCAR trivia. Do you love NASCAR? You happy that Tony Stewart's finally a big winner? You're running to a phone. You're punching in 535-9106. Our prize again.
We're going to send you to the O'Reilly 200 truck race at Memphis Motorsports Park.
Well, prove you love NASCAR by calling us right now at 535-9106. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your race.
What do you do for a living, Gary?
Terry.
Terry with...
I'm having the hardest time here. You're on one of those secular telephones. Is it Terry?
Yeah, Terry.
I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
What do you do for a living, Terry?
I'm a bartender at the Grand, and I'm also delivering papers to commercial appeals.
Wow, so you've got one job that probably ends about the other one starts, right?
Pretty much, almost exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, let me ask you. I know at the Grand, because, you know, I was there introducing Randy Travis a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered this about casinos. When I lived in Reno, I thought about this. People get free drinks a lot, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
When people get free drinks, do they tip?
A good percentage of them do.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would make sense. You would think you would have to.
However, you're delivering newspapers.
Yep.
But it's because he loves the news.
Yeah.
Is it the commercial appeal?
Yeah.
All right, good. I was just saying, you know, if tips were that great.
Yeah. Well, they used to be better, but, you know.
They used to be better.
The economy sluggish
now. That darn economy.
All right.
Okay, we're going to test you. We're going to give you a question only a bartender would know. Are you ready?
All right.
What's in a bourbon and Coke?
Give me a minute. I think it's bourbon and some kind of soda.
Some kind of soda.
All right,
you got it, Jerry.
Okay, listen very carefully to your question. Here's your NASCAR question.
Well, in the NASCAR world, if you listen to the announcers, sometimes they do this double speak, so it's hard to understand what they're talking about. For instance, this term here, flat out.
Flat out. Does flat out mean A, Terry?
The projected Memphis City school budget for 2004.
They're flat out, aren't they? All right. And does flat out mean B, Terry?
Racing a car as fast as possible under given conditions.
Or does flat out mean C, Terry?
Harrison Ford's cute nickname for his girlfriend, Calista Flockhart.
She's kind of flat out, isn't she?
Oh, man.
I understand. Yeah, all right. Terry, the bartender and commercial appeal man, give us an answer, A, B, or C, please.
I know it's probably closer to C, but I'm going to have to stick with B.
Yay, racing a car flat out as fast as possible.
Going.
Yes, congratulations to you.
Going.
We're going to send you out to see the races, the O'Reilly 200 Truck Race at Memphis Motorsports Park, June 21st. Yeah. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
All right. How about that? Okay, what's in a slow gin fizz?
Slow gin, soda, and a...
You pass.
Every Friday night, there's a steady...
Kicks 106, Young and Elder in the morning, 5:45. My name is Jay Young. Brian Elder sits right over there. Our temperature is 71 degrees.
Right. Tonight at the Redbirds game, we'll be there in attendance. We'll be introducing the featured act. I believe it's the singing chiropractor, isn't it? Isn't it Dr.
Yes, it
Wooten?
Is. It's Dr. Wooten.
From the Back Pain Institute.
Yes, Dr. Wooten's going to be there.
By the way, did you go see Dr. Wooten yesterday?
I have an appointment tomorrow at noon.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
But I'm going to have to reschedule that because we're going to be out of the Redbird game tomorrow, too.
Are you suffering from back pain?
I am.
I'm getting the high sign over there. Stop it.
I got lower back pain like you wouldn't believe.
Is that right?
So I've got to go and get it fixed.
And Dr. Wooten, right?
Yes.
He's a singer?
Yes, he is. Well, we've got his CD. Yeah.
And he's also going to be appearing at the Redbirds game tonight.
Yeah, so tonight you want to go out and have some fun?
All right. And we'll be there, right?
Yes, we are.
And then I'm told tomorrow night at the Redbirds game that we'll be throwing out the first pitch.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Really? What do you know?
Which
well,
is
don't,
just
throw
a...
you, don't throw your back at
I always worry about these when you throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, how far is it from the pitcher's mound to home plate?
It's a longer way than you think, believe me.
I know
if
it.
You bounce the ball up there, that's embarrassing, believe me.
Because you see the President of the United States, they get out there and sometimes they do that. And it's like, you know, world leaders look at that going, he can't even get the ball to the pitchers, you know, from the home plate.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Y'all going to be throwing out the first pitch tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Was y'all's at the Chicks game? Remember, we used to be the Memphis Chicks.
I remember that.
And Bill Clinton at that time was the governor of Arkansas, and he came down. Remember, were you there?
No, I remember that, yeah.
Were you there, Colonel?
Not at the game, but I know about him being here.
Yeah, and then Bill Clinton was up there. He was going to throw out the first pitch, and he threw Hillary Clinton right over the right over the mound there.
Uh-huh.
And hey, y'all heard this joke?
Well, I think we have.
He said the first
pitch.
Yeah, the umpire said, "Go ahead, give the punchline again."
I said to throw out the first pitch.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you heard this joke, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an old one, but it's a good one.
It's still good. Thank you for
it.
That's Brooks and Dunn right there. It's called The Red Dirt Road from their forthcoming album, The Red Dirt Road. 9 minutes before 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Famed personality, one of the biggest TV stars ever to come to Memphis, will be in our city of good abode here this weekend. I am so excited about this.
A television personality?
Yes, and it's a weekend I have my son. I cannot wait to go because he'll be at the Children's Museum. Mr. Chuck. You ever guys ever watch PBS? Mr. Chuck. He's kind of a black Captain Kangaroo.
Oh,
see
really?
Him? Yeah.
I don't think I have.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen Mr.
Well,
Chuck.
Well, I'm very excited. He reads to kids on TV. Be partly broadcast live on WKNO-TV Channel 10 as local entertainers play music on the main stage of the museum's front lawn on Central Drive there. I'm a huge Mr. Chuck fan. My child is now 6 and cares nothing about Mr. Chuck. I still watch.
You going to take him out and let him appreciate
I think so. It's a busy weekend for us. Winona's coming to town.
I bet you can squeeze in Mr. Chuck.
I think there's plenty of time for Mr. Chuck. Be 10 a.m. to 2, and of course, you know, we'll be at Country Ford at that time, but it's important.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday. Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.